USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. There's still no Speaker of the House on day two of the 118th Congress. The House moved into its seventh round of voting after more behind-the-scenes wrangling. Republicans remain deadlocked as a group of conservatives continue to deny Kevin McCarthy the votes needed to secure the speakership.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio ahead of the fifth round of voting. An initiative for infrastructure was touted by the Biden White House in Kentucky.
On Wednesday, Kamala Harris talked about the benefits of the $65 billion plan and the bipartisan support needed to make it a reality.
When we invest in our infrastructure, we invest in our economy, we invest in America's future, a better future for workers, businesses, families, and communities.
Harris also talked about how the bill will also help build the nation's infrastructure in creating energy using natural resources. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia is planning a major attack against his country. Zelensky warned Ukrainian citizens of new mobilization processes that Russia is preparing. The president said the leaders of Russia will throw everything they have left and everyone they can muster to try and turn the tide of the war. The man accused of stabbing and killing four University of Idaho college students studied a certain serial killer. Suspect Brian Kohlberger is a criminal justice Ph.D. candidate at Washington State University, and reports say he previously studied under a BTK expert at DeSales University. The man behind the Varsity Blues college admissions cheating scandal is receiving 3.5 years in federal prison. Rick Singer worked with celebrities including Lori Loughlin. He'll also have to pay $10 million in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, down.
The Buffalo Bills say safety DeMar Hamlin remains in the ICU in critical condition with signs of improvement in his health. The team said he's expected to remain under intensive care as his health care team continues to treat and monitor him. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher after the release of the minutes from the Federal Reserve's last meeting hints at more rate hikes. The minutes also signal that the Fed will hold higher rates in place until data proves inflation has cooled. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 133 points, the S&P rose 29 points. TV personality Sharon Osbourne says the reason for her December hospitalization is still a mystery. Speaking on her show Talk TV, Ozzy Osbourne's wife said it was a weird thing. She was filming and then suddenly passed out. Osbourne said her health team did every test over 2 days and nobody knows how she became ill. Roku is finding a new place for its stuff.
The company is rolling out its first line of exclusive Roku-branded smart TVs. They're set to hit the shelves in the spring of this year. The Roku Select and Roku Plus series TVs will be available in 11 models from 24 to 75-inch screen sizes. The announcement comes only a few months after Roku entered the smart home category by selling relabeled Wyze products under its own brand. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The deal isn't done. The physical process hasn't started. But according to ESPN, the Red Sox are finalizing an 11-year, $331 million contract with Rafael Devers. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.